I wonder what comes to mind when you hear the word peace. Maybe something like this famous picture. You've got Churchill there in the middle, and then Harry Truman from the US and Joseph Stalin shaking hands in Germany at the end of the Second World War. Maybe you think of this, Churchill giving his famous V for victory sign. Perhaps you remember John Lennon and Yoko Ono recording a song in bed, inviting us all to give peace a chance. Or maybe you know this book, Peace at Last. Anyone know that book? Good, I'm glad you know that book. It's a wonderful book. Poor old Daddy Bear is tired and he can't find anywhere in the house that is quiet enough to go to sleep until eventually he finds peace at last next to Mummy Bear. For me, peace probably looks like this. A mountain with a beautiful crystal clear lake miles from anywhere and anyone, peaceful and quiet. I love you all, I promise. Some days, life feels so busy, I can't even imagine what peace might look like or feel like. And then when we see all these flags, peace doesn't just seem far away, it seems impossible. There's a famous date, Monday the 11th of November 1918. I suspect it's a date that will never be forgotten, I hope not. It has a special name. Does anyone know the special name of the 11th of November 1918? Yes, apart from Monday. I did look that up. Yes? It's Remembrance Day. It has another name as well. It's a bit of a funny word. Yes? Armistice Day. It's called Armistice. The very first one. So we now call it Remembrance Day. But the very first one was called Armistice Day. Does anyone know what an armistice is? Something like... Is it like a short one of these? A long one of these? Anyone know what an armistice is? Yeah? Want to give it a go? You're very brave. No? Anyone else who hasn't forgotten know what an armistice is? John?
It's actually a truce, a ceasing of fire.
It is a ceasefire. That's what we would call it now. Thank you, John. It's an important first step towards peace, to stop fighting each other. When Daddy Bear was looking for peace in Peace at Last, he was trying to find somewhere quiet without any annoying drip, drip, drip noises. Or any of the others. Well, I think Mummy Bear starts by snoring, doesn't she? When I sit looking at a mountain lake, it's wonderful to me because there's no noise apart from maybe some birds. There's no distractions. There's no mobile phone signal, usually, although these days there often is. There's certainly no road noise. There's no work. There's no one placing demands on my time. All that is gone. It's somewhere else, and I can have peace. But real peace is much more than that. In the Bible, peace doesn't mean that all the bad or annoying things have gone away. The word means something that's complete or made whole. Here's a jigsaw that's not quite made whole. But if I made that jigsaw, it would be peace in the Bible. It would have peace. Here is a full set of Harry Potter books. They are complete. So in the Bible, peace means whole or complete. And it also applies to relationships. Now, I'm sure you're all perfectly lovely people and never upset anyone ever. No? I think sometimes we do things that upset other people, don't we? And sometimes they do things that upset us. Sometimes we need to say sorry, and sometimes we need to forgive other people when they've hurt us and they say sorry. When that happens, our relationship is made whole again. It's got some peace in the Bible sense. So it means working together. So we don't just forgive someone, but we try and work together with them in the future. It's much harder, but it's much better. And that's why in that reading that we had, Isaiah says that the coming of God's peace is good news. It's not just the absence of something. It's the presence of God and his reign. A time when people will shout for joy and sing songs of joy. It's not just that one day all these wars will end, but that the best king, sorry King Charles, will reign. God will reign. When Jesus returns to Zion, to his people, to reign, we won't need to make flags like these because there won't be any war anymore. There won't be any fighting. There won't be any pain or sadness. Everything will be as God intended. There will be perfect peace at last, like Daddy Bear found, to the ends of the earth. So for Christians, there is hope for peace, and it's more than a vague wish. It's a promise, and we have confidence and trust that one day God will bring peace. But what about now? If I'm honest, looking at all these flags, I mean, it's quite awful, isn't it? These are conflicts, Dan said, where there's at least 100 people have died in them just in the last year. Is it 72 around the world? There's only a couple of hundred countries in the world. I think it's awful. The world feels like a big old mess. All jumbled up, no shape. Everything feels broken. It's all over the place. The world feels like that. You might feel like that. You might feel a bit sort of broken and jumbled up inside, like things are broken. But the good news is there is more than this mess today. God doesn't ignore us or leave us in the mess. There is hope. There is hope today because God sent his son Jesus into the mess so he could start straightening things out. There is hope today because God sent his son Jesus into the mess so he could lift us out of it. There is hope today because God sent his son Jesus into the mess to bring life and light so we can see things as God sees them. We can see things start to take shape. The mess of this world, the mess in our lives, it is not the end. There is hope, and there is hope in Jesus, who brings peace, who brings wholeness and completeness, even to the messiest mess of a jumble. So I invite you today, don't take my word for it. Come and see. Come and see Jesus for yourself. Come and know the peace and the wholeness that only he can bring. Amen.